magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Talaga naman pong talagang magandang hapon ngayon kasi malumlum, mahangin at sa labas ng studio ang kahalaman po ditong nakatayo naman. Hindi naman tinamaan ng malakas na hangin pero talagang dumuduyan. Mother's Day po ngayon. Happy Mother's Day sa inyong lahat. At sana po kayo'y makinig dito sa amin sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program at meron po kaming mga inihanda para sa inyo. Narito po muna isang prayer para sa mga mothers.
Almighty God, today we are grateful. Grateful for your goodness in creating mothers. You gave them eyes to watch over us and ears to listen to our joys and struggles, our laughter and tears. To run to us when we fall, and arms to pick us up again, to hold us as we cry, or cradle us while we sleep. You gave them hands to wipe away the tears, to brush the hair from our eyes and dirt from our faces, to hold when we're scared, or when we want to dance, or when we just need a little help. You gave them mouths to kiss away the pain and voices to encourage and comfort, to pray with us and for us. You gave them minds full of ideas and wisdom and hearts full of love. God, on this Mother's Day, bless our mothers. Give them your strength, peace, and love so they may continue to give it away to all those around them. Amen.
Ayan po. Happy Mother's Day muli sa inyong lahat. Si Tita Birds po ito, nagpupugay. Magandang hapon. Ang kasama ko po ngayong hapon, dalawang magandang dilag, two generations po. Si Manang Trini at si Shine. At meron po tayong special na bisita. Magandang hapon, Manang Trini.
Yes, maayong hapon. Ganun yung tanan. Maayong hapon, Tita Verge. Or magandang hapon sa Tagalog pa. Ako po kasi Bisaya. Of course, ako si Manang Trini. Just like what Tita Verge said, nang hinaot nga na amo tanan sa maayong panglawas ug sa kanunay nga malipayon. Daghan kaayong salamat sa kanunay ninyong pagsunod sa atong kada Domingo nga programa sa radyo. And of course, giimbitahan na mo kamong tanan nga manawag sa atong istasyon 815-8100. That's 09, of course, sa Auckland, para mo intra sa atong radio, chika. O syempre pa, you can listen us anywhere kasi live po tayo, live streaming po tayo sa www.planetaudio.org.nz/samutsari. Ayan, and of course, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Maganda yung ano, Tita Virgia, yung panalangin mo. Mm-hmm. And of course, sa mga dad, grandparents, aunties, uncles, foster parents, sa lahat-lahat na nagumaganap ng roles as mothers to every special child. Special mention, of course, to all my sisters, nieces, and friends. Happy Mother's Day, and of course, may my mother tayo ngayon din dito na special na bisita. And ayan, mga magandang dilag na kasama natin ngayong hapon na ito, Tita Verge, ang ating one and only
Shine Beltran.
Shine Beltran. Sige, Shine.
I'm back this week. Hopefully I get to be here more often, right, Tita?
Yes, more often. Permanente ka na. Part ka na ng furniture namin. Ay, Mami, okay lang yan?
At narito po ang ating special na bisita. Babatiin tayo sa Bicol.
Yes!
Maray na hapon po sa Indogabos. Sana po si mga Bicolanong nagdadangog dyan. Magdangog po kamo kada Domingo. Parehong oras po. Naimbitaran po ako ngayon na hapon. I have seen firsthand the service na ginagawa po nitong napaka-espesyal na mga kababayan natin ngayong hapon. Maraming salamat po. Please tune in every week.
Ayan po, si maraming salam. Rose Beltran.
Rose?
Rose Marie Beltran.
Ah, Rose Marie. Yan ba po tunay mong pangalan, Jean?
Oo.
Oh, hindi ko alam yan ah. Hindi ako na-inform. Ayan.
Actually, she was our special woman of the week. Last week,
yes. Oh. Ito po siya.
So, nandito po kasama natin sa studio ang isa sa mga haligi kung bakit at kung paano nayari ang Waterview Channel. Now that we are here, can you please tell us in your most summarizing, alam ko mahaba yan, para malaman natin ang tungkol sa Waterview Channel. Malaking tulong talaga. Whether you are coming from the North Shore, makakadaan na kayo ang papunta ng airport at mabilis. And ganun din, kung galing kayo anywhere out west or anywhere out south, yes, instead Oakland. Na mag-venture kayo sa
town,
Highway number 1, napakagandang daanan ang Highway number 20. Ayan, Jing Beltran.
Actually po, mahirap i-compress into how many minutes
definitely.
Ating project na ito, but the one thing that I can say is that this is a very important project. Tinatawag nilang isa sa mga roads of national significance in New Zealand. And the benefits we are now experiencing coming from the shore all the way to the airport, all the way to communities like Mangaray, it's marami po ang nabibenepisyohan ngayon. Gusto ko rin pong i-mention na dito po sa project na ito ay marami rin pong Pilipino na nagtrabaho dito on different roles from one end to the other. So mabuhay po yung lahat na mga involved at mabuhay rin po yung mga lahat na nakaka-experience na ngayon ng benefits ng project na ito.
At talagang malaking benepisyo. One example is ako manggagaling sa city and normally hanggang ngayon ang alam ko pang way is using Highway number 1. And pag nakalimutan ko na pwede pala akong dumaan sa tunnel, sigurado na magdadanas na ako ng traffic. Yes. And kahit pa uwi, force of habit yata, lalo na pag nag-iisa ako, wala akong kausap, coming from Seite Atatu, instead na pumunta sa channel, nakakalimutan ko, dumidiretso ako. Pag naalala ko, ay naku, eto ngayon, nasa way pala akong mahaba. Oo. Pero kung talagang ginamit ko ang channel, Waterview Tunnel, coming from Te Atatu Peninsula, malayo yan, going to North Shore, 15 minutes, nandoon na ako. So, ang laki talagang tulong.
Okay. Yes. And take note po, ito kasi bago pa. It opened around 2017. Pero kung sa mga GPS po ng mga sasakyan nyo, usually hindi pa po sila nag-update and wala sa mapa ng GPS. I guess sa atin, as drivers, we just have to be familiar with the route.
Sino ang nag-arrange ng paglagay niyan sa mapa? Siyempre yung sa GPS, siyempre sila. Walang pakialam ang walang access diyan ang Auckland Transport, siyempre.
Wala po. It's the provider ng ano mo, ng sasakyan mo
Kung
system
ano yung
ng sasakyan mo mismo.
Kung tom-tom ka or But katulad nga ng na-experience ko na several times, talagang pag ginamit mo ang Waterview Tunnel, sweet. Yeah.
Meron po kaming biruan noon because the current itong flyover mga motorway na system natin, ang nickname natin diyan is Spaghetti.
Spaghetti Junction yung doon sa may
Spaghetti Junction. Among the Filipino group na nagtrabaho dito sa Waterview Tunnel, ang tawag namin ngayon ay Pansit.
Pansit. Ang galing. Ay kasi hindi na talagang spaghetti eh. Pag yung pansit, mayroon din diretso eh. Okay. Talaga coming from isa pa. Even coming from the North Shore, papunta ako ng South sa Manurewa, mas mabilis sinubukan ko dumaan ako ng tunnel. Kasi na challenge ba ako na mag-a-attend ako one time 2 years ago ng Christmas party ng Rotary Club sa Akarana Golf Club. Inilagay ko ang tom-tom ko. Aba, bakit kaya alam ko Mount Roskill yun, bakit pinapupunta pa ako ng nakalimutan kong dahil sa tunnel yun. So, binali ko yung gusto. Una, sinunod ko, pero nung sabi ko, magsasarili ako, mapapalayo ako. Yun pala, tama. Kasi pagdating mo dun sa may bandang Mayoro, kakanan ka, mas madali.
Yes.
Ayun. Ay, ang nangyari noon, late ako kasi matigas ang ulo ko, hindi ko sinunod eh. The following time na nagpunta ako ron, dun ko na-discover na tama pala. May rason kung bakit minumura ko na yung babae sa tumtum eh.
We have some interesting memories there, don't we, Ma? Before it was built. No. Before it was built, they had the route planned out. And they had the what do you call that? The, not bricks.
The rings.
The rings that make the tunnel all lying around the route. And people could come and sign their names on it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I was quite young back then. But
and you did
me,
sign.
Mom took me to the route and we signed the bricks, and then now it's somewhere in the tunnel, so that's pretty cool. And then we walk back again after she finished the project.
Yeah.
So hindi pinintahan over yan?
I don't know actually where it is.
It's, it's a very long tunnel.
That's
now
correct.
Now you can pinpoint which exactly one where it is now. But
you know,
like in some. We are actually fond of writing our names on concrete.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you do that as well. Usually we write our names on soft concrete. And
yung basa pa.
And then I think this is also a good opportunity kasi yung mga taong pumunta doon, nailagay nila yung kanilang pirma at anumang message doon sa hindi na natin alam kung nasa ang parte ng tunnel yun na yun.
But somewhere. That's good.
And actually, before it was finally opened to the motorists, you opened it for the public to see. Hindi ko alam if they went by on foot or
on foot
yata. Talagang parang makita nila what the tunnel is. I missed that kasi may commitment ako. Ayan po, improvement ng ating transport system, and we are very lucky Filipinos na meron tayong Filipino group na nakatulong dyan. At kasama na nga dyan ang ating special na bisita ngayon, si Rosemary Beltran. Siyempre pa, meron tayong special news dyan, o local news man ang Trini?
Yes, before tayo mag-local news, ito first, shall we go for our Hanap Buhay muna?
Ah, oo nga pala. Kailangan yan.
Ako po si Nina. Sa sales ang trabaho ko. Mula sa katapusan ng Mayo hanggang katapusan ng Hulyo, ipapaalam ng Inland Revenue kung tama ang naibayad kong buwis. Marahil tama naman ang aking binayad, pero mabuting alam ko ang aking kinatatayuan. At kung ano man ang sobrang buwis na naibayad ko, otomatikong ibabalik sa bangko ko, magandang balita yan.
Simula sa taong ito, ang proseso ng pagbabalik ng sobrang buwis na ibinayad mo ay magiging otomatiko. Para malaman kung anong ibig sabihin nito, pumunta sa changingforyou.ird.govt.nz. Inland Revenue, changing for you.
At ito naman po ay para sa lahat ng mga mami. Happy listening!
Puso mo, buhay mo.
Ayan, I hope po nag-enjoy kayo niyan ang dulot namin para sa mga nanay ngayong Happy Mother's Day, awit kay Inay from Hannah Priscilla's. Dahil po dyan, nandito po ang ating mga specials for sa masugid nating pagtagoyod na ang Planet Earth Travel. Meron tayong special dyan, Tita Verge.
Cathay Pacific po ito to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao. Return from napakamura, $949 from Auckland or Christchurch. Seasonally po ito to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao. Ang end po nito is sale period ends on December 6 this year. Departures naman nito is 1 May up to 20 November or January 7 to January 31 next year. So, ibig sabihin, katulad ko, kailangan ko umuwi ng Pilipinas. Talagang yung Disyembre, magtitiis na talaga ako sa current rate.
Sa
kasi
mahal,
wala nang special ngayon.
Mm-mm.
Nakalimutan ko kasi turno namin ng ano ngayon, ng reunion. So, kailangan umuwi ng December. Eto, may blackout period po ito. 1 to 30 April 2019 and 5 July to July 21, 2019 and 27 September to 13 October 2019. Ito po ang routing, Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao and vice versa. From Christchurch via Sydney and Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao, subject to availability and seasonality, siyempre pa. Return economy class airfare po ito, valid for 3 months, inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable taxes, minimal travel agent booking, service fees, pero ang departure tax po to be collected at departure from airport in Cebu, Davao or Clark. This pricing is subject to availability, particularly around and during school holiday periods. Fare includes meals, entertainment of 30 kg check-in baggage and 7 kg hand carry. Terms and conditions apply. Pero yun po, kung uuwi kayo ng Pilipinas nang hindi during December, eto po, napakagaling ng ano nito.
Yes, mura na yan. Diretso na yan.
Oh, wala pang 1,949. But, mental jot down na po ninyo na December 6 ang sales period nito.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ito naman po ay through Qanta short-term fare to Manila. Return from $799 lang po yan. Mm-hmm. So sale ends naman nito is slightly sooner, so which is 20th of May. Travel period is from 27th of May to the 30th November this year. And next year, 1st of February to 31st of March 2020. May blackout period din po ito. So magtanong lang po tayo sa Planet Earth Travel. This is departing from Auckland, Wellington or Christchurch. Ang maximum stay po natin sa Philippines is 12 months. Inclusive na po ito ng fuel taxes and applicable airport departure taxes. Fare includes meals, entertainment, 30 kgs check-in baggage and 7 kgs hand carry. Terms and conditions apply. Ang stopover naman po dito is permitted just one way in each direction, which costs you $100 per person. Pricing is strictly subject to seat availability, particularly on school holidays and peak periods such as November, January, and February. Book now through Planet Earth Travel's booking online form or email reservations at planetearthtravel.co.nz or call 0800 11 11 31 during business hours. Only Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Dahil po dyan, andito na po ang ating local news. Colorblind pilots set to have restrictions lifted. The rules for colorblind pilots are changing after years of campaigning within the aviation industry. Under the current civil aviation rules, pilots need to pass a clinical color vision test. Those who don't pass are able to fly commercially but have restrictions attached to their license, significantly limiting their career options. Pilot Jesse Wood holds a commercial pilot's license but is confined to a desk job due to being colorblind. I am restricted in doing some key areas in the industry, such as carrying fare-paying passengers, operating under instrument flight rules, and also operating at night, DC Woods told One News. Starting on June 2019, pilots who fail the color vision test will be able to sit a practical assessment based on their skills, and if successful, their restrictions will be taken away. Hopes and dreams are crushed in a moment in a medical doctor's office because they find out they can't read some colored circles in a booklet. So this is going to be huge. This is good news for the aviation industry, and they still suffer from a shortage of pilots. The industry is confident that the color impaired pilots are equally as good and safe. Yan po ang local news natin. It's a little bit apprehensive dyan, ano? Kasi colorblind pilots?
Okay. Oo nga eh. Mm-hmm. Eh baka mamaya, eh paano kung umatake yung pagka-colorblind? Eh nandun ka sa aeroplanong yon.
Ang mga lighting ba sa runway, color-coded ba yan? Ay, hindi ko lang alam. You know, I think they are, ha? Yung mga lights ng, ano, ng runway, di ba may green, may red, may yellow? Kasi parang one is for takeoff and one is for landing, and they have to put different colors. So that would be very interesting, but good on them anyway sa mga colorblind pilots. Kasi ngayon, makakaano na sila, wala na sila restrictions.
Uh-oh.
But they still have to pass,
mm-hmm.
Which is, yeah.
And they still have to be very careful.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Goodness gracious. That's scary.
Halimbawa, may nangyari, maaaring may mga matatalinong tao baka sabihin eh, teka muna, anong piloto niya? Baka colorblind.
That is not, yeah, I know. But anyway, good on them. At least there is some kind of relief sa mga, kasi alam mo naman, you know, kung ano nila yon na talagang passion nila ang mag fly ng commercial plane, tapos nasa desk job lang sila, kawawa naman, di ba? Oo. Ayan.
At narito po, meron tayong community news. Alam na natin kung ano yan. Kasi malapit na naman ang ating Independence Day, June 12 actually. But meron pong pang-Pilipinong event na mangyayari. Siyempre, in celebration of this 121st Independence Day. Sa umaga po, meron tayong ipon-ipon sa Rizal Reserve. Magkaroon tayo ng wrestling, mga 9 o'clock po yan. And after that, siyempre, ang mga organizers at saka kung sino pa, kanya-kanyang bayad po ito, mapupunta tayo sa isang Filipino restaurant para makapag-bonding-bonding tayong sandali. Mm-hmm. Dahil in the afternoon, yun na, ito ang celebration. From 4:30 onwards, kaming mga organizer, magsiset up na kami. But everyone is enjoined to come at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre po, meron tayong Filipino food for sale, may lechon pa. So, kung gusto nyo doon na kayo maghapunan,
yung lechon for sale din.
Siyempre. Okay. Hindi babayaran ni Tita Bird.
Klaro, kinaklaro lang.
Otherwise, uutangin ko yun sa'yo. Kung babayaran
yun. Yan nga. May food for sale, tapos may lechon pa. For sale din po yun. Okay.
Ayan. And ang celebration po natin is consisting of a cultural section. Doon po sa cultural section na yun, meron tayong parang tawag ng tanghalan, which we called Search for Gintong Tinig 2019. Kaya yung pong mga hindi pa nakakapag-apply dyan, mag-apply na po kayo. Ang deadline ay May 17. Yan po ay OPM ang kakantahin ninyo, meaning Original Filipino Music. Pero pwedeng Tagalog, pwedeng English, basta't original Filipino music.
Mm-hmm.
And open po ito. Ibig sabihin iisa lang ang category. Walang differentiation kung kayo ay 5 years old or 50 years old or 150 years old, pwede kayong sumali. But yun lang, you have to put your application in and pay the application fee of $10. Kailangan po tayo maglagay ng application fee kasi paano kung yung mga nag-apply o rather lalo na kung hindi tayo nagkaroon ng application form na sistema, palagay ng may nangako sa aking, o lima, sasali po kami, Tita Birds. Eh kung pagdating ng araw na yon, yung lima eh hindi sumipot, o di pa paano tayo, o di kaya naman eh, ang kailangan lang natin eh sampo. Ang dumating ay 20 or 50, ay di magmumura yung hindi makakakanta. Pero common sense tells us, hindi po tayo makakapagpakanta ng kahit na 20 lang. Dahil mauubos na yung panahon. Eh sa $10 po naman na ticket for each of us na manunood, kasama na doon ang dancing. So, yun lang na first part, ang cultural presentation, yun nga, kasama na doon yung search for Gintong Tinig, at kasama na rin doon ang cultural presentation. Hindi ko muna po sasabihin sa inyo, pag alam na niyo baka hindi na kayo pumunta. Hindi po si Tita Birds magsasayaw, meron lang. And yun po, $10 lang ang ticket.
Yes.
Kaya po natin ginagawa iyan ay preparation para sa hosting ng Auckland of the Filipino National Reunion na gaganapin dito sa Auckland next year. Yeah. Pistang Pilipino sa Auckland 2020.
Malaking event
po yan. Malaking kagastusan yan.
Yes.
Huwag ninyong isipin na, ha, eto na naman ang mga ito, magtitinda ng ticket. Kailangan po kaming magtinda ng ticket kasi kung hindi pa ninyo alam, pag Auckland ang mag-host, marami ang gustong magpunta galing sa iba't ibang bansa dahil natural maganda po ang attraction natin na meron tayong casino, and nga naman napakagaling na outing ng isang pamilya, lalo na nanay at tatay kung active sa community, yun namang mga anak eh nag-basketball or volleyball or nag-tenpin bowling or whatever, so buong pamilya nga naman. So pag tapos na yung events, natural, napakagandang pumunta ng casino or wherever during the day din, kung may time sila, makapaglibot-libot sila ng Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun po yun. Kaya po, may bayad. And, bigyan ko kayo ng kaunting hint kung magkano ang ginagastos natin pag ganyang event, pinakang mahina na po ang 120,000.
Wow.
Sa ang kamay ng Diyos natin hihingin yan. Mm. Bibigyan tayo ng Diyos, bakit ang hindi? Pero kailangan pagtrabahunan pa rin natin. Ayan po, kung bakit kaming mga organizers eh nagpapakahirap at nagpapakapagod dahil gusto nating i-celebrate ang ating pagkakaisa bilang Pilipino. Ipakita sa madlang New Zealand na ang Pilipino ay hindi basta-basta. Talagang tayo, maganda ang kultura, mayroon tayong pagkakaisa, mayroon tayong bayanihan, magagaling din tayo sa sports, at magagaling tayo sa music, dance, etc. Plus, magagaling tayo sa ating mga trabaho. Sikat po talaga ang Pinoy.
Galing, magaling. Ayan. Din ako dyan, ha?
Oo.
Kumain.
Oo. Tama, kasali tayo dyan. Ngayon, eto po uli yung details ng ng ating event sa napahaba na si Tita Birds. Event natin sa
Independence Day 15th of June
15
from 6 o'clock
Peatatu Peninsula Hall
Community.
Kotuko Hiron po ang pangalan ng hall.
Yes.
Malaki po yun.
Next to the library.
Oo. And ang kung galing po kayo ng city, ang Peatatu Peninsula is to the right. Yung to the left, the ata to south yun.
Mm.
And ganun naman, kung galing kayo ng Westfield or saan dyan, Lincoln or Cumeo, nasa kaliwa ang the ata to peninsula, kanan yung south.
Mm. Across the bridge.
So, sa south po tayo at maganda po yung lugar, siyempre may sayawan, kaya mag-a-attend po tayo.
Yes.
Bago ko makalimutan, doon po pala sa mga sasali sa singing contest, ang premyo po niyan for the first prize is $500, second prize is $300, and third prize is $200. And doon po sa candidate na makapagbenta ng maraming ticket, yung pinakamarami, siya may premyo din. Mm-hmm. Ayan.
Sa candidate?
Oo.
Sa singing candidate? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oo. Dahil yung community members or group na nagpapakahirap, wala na kayong premyo. Magpakahirap na lang kayo. Gloria ninyo yan.
Unless kakanta kayo.
Ayan.
Kakanta June na nga lang po. Ako?
June 15 po, mga kababayan. $10 po ang ticket, kahit kaninong kapo members meron.
May mga ilang linggo pa man na pwede
malapit practice. Na.
Of course. Meron pa.
May nakita na naman ako dito na mayroong nag-application na nasa CAP. Ang ano po pala, ang kung saan ninyo hahanapin ang application form, nasa CAPO NZ. CAPO, ibig sabihin Council of Auckland Philippine Organization. Sa Facebook lang po ito. Napakadaling hanapin. CAPO NZ. At nandun na, lalabas na doon search for Gintong Tinig. Nandun ang rules. Basahin po ninyo. At sa dulo nun, andun ang application form. I-download nyo lang, i-fill up at email back sa capo.auckland@gmail.com. At saka po, siyempre, nandun din, nakalagay dun kung saan kayo magbayad ng $10. Yun lang po ang requirements. Later on na, kung mayroon din pong audition, nakalagay dun ang date, 24 and 25. But, yung pong in charge ng ating search for golden or gintong tinig, si Cookie, siya ang magkukontak sa inyo once na nakapasok, naka-enter na kayo with your application form and your $10 application fee.
Ayan.
Maraming salamat po.
This is Samut Sari, Philippine News.
In Philippine News, Malacañang Palace urges Filipinos go out and vote on May the 13th. Malacañang on Friday urged Filipinos to exercise their right to suffrage on Monday's midterm elections. Presidential spokesperson Salvador Panelo reminded the Filipino electorate of the importance of voting, describing suffrage as the strongest form of action an individual can perform in a democratic society. Candidates, meanwhile, were told to ask their supporters to observe an honest and orderly polls. We enjoin all Filipinos who are eligible to vote to participate in this healthy democratic exercise as we call on all candidates across the political spectrum to ask their supporters to observe an honest, orderly, peaceful, and credible elections reflective of the people's genuine will, Panelo said in a statement. A total of 61,843,750 Filipinos have registered to vote for the May 13 elections, data from the Commission on Elections showed. The Philippines on Monday will elect 12 senators, all the members of the House of Representatives, and officials at the provincial, city, and municipal level. This is the only time that the rich and poor alike, as well as the powerful and the weak, will have equal value in the weighing scale as regards their vote, Panelo said. Any hindrance or manipulation of the right to vote is a lethal attack against the very heart of our country's democracy. Malacañang also urged the Commission on Elections to ensure the integrity of the ballots. Any form of cheating committed by the electoral body's personnel or contractor will not be tolerated by this administration, Panelo said.
Ayan. And of course, our other news is nakakaiba naman ito. It's all about, speaking of food, ano? Walo sa sampung suka sa bansa ay peke. See, oh, I don't even goodness. Know that there is a fake suka.
Pinipeke na.
Ayan. Maaaring gawa sa petrolyong sangkap.
Oh my goodness.
Ayan. Tinatayang nasa 80% ng 360 sokang sinuri ng Department of Science and Technology or Philippine Nuclear Research Institute, DOST or PNRI in short, ay ang umano'y peke at hindi gawa sa mga natural na sangkap. Sa inilabas na press release ng DOST, PNRI, nitong Biyernes, nilantad nilang resulta ng kanilang isotope-based analytical techniques sa mga suka sa bansa at lumabas na karamihan dito ay synthetic acetic acid lamang at hindi gawa sa mga natural na ingredients. Hindi binanggit ng PNR sa pahayag ang mga nasabing vinegar brands. Bakit naman hindi? Recent studies on hundreds of vinegar samples in the Philippines show that most of these products are fake and not made from natural sources, ayon sa pahayag. Layo ng pag-aaral na alamin kung plant-based o petroleum-based ang ginamit ng mga sangkap sa suka. Condiments usually undergo the process of fermentation and the raw materials must come from fruits and other natural products. Mm-hmm. One can only imagine all the impurities and residues from the petroleum byproducts, which can be the source of various degenerative diseases. Sabi ni Raymond Songkang, section head of PNRI, Nuclear Analytical Techniques Application Section. Ang mga pampalasa ay karaniwang sumasa ilalim sa proseso ng fermentation at dapat mula sa mga prutas at iba pang natural na produkto ang pinagmulan nito. Isipin ninyo na lang ang lahat ng dumi at katas na maaaring makuha sa mga produktong petrolyo na maaaring magdulot na iba't ibang sakit. That's just a translation from the English version. Ipapaasan ng DOST ipapasa ng DOST PNRI ang resulta ng kanilang pag-aaral sa Food and Drug Administration or FDA upang makapangbalangkas ito ng panibagong pamantayan sa paggawa ng suka sa bansa. Gagawa rin daw sila ng parehong pagsasaliksik sa mga ketchup, toyo at sakapatis. At iyan po ang ating Samutsari Philippine News. Ayan.
Sandali lang muna. Bumalik tayo sa suka.
Sa suka.
Dapat ipalaganap nila sa buong bansa na ito lamang ang brand ng mga suka na pwede ninyong bilhin. And dapat meron na agad na tawag nito para matigil ang pagbebenta ng mga sukang hindi.
Dapat may i-recall, you think.
I-recall na yung i-recall mga natitindang yung para hindi na itinda pa ng
petroleum
mga...
Bakit ba hindi nila
nagawa yan?
Binigay? Dapat, transparency dapat eh.
Oo, sa umpisa kaya lang, pa dapat.
Kaya lang, ayaw naman nila sigurong maging bankrupt yung mga company na yun. Ano? So, we're hoping na siguro pagbigyan pa sila ng chance na
to review. Ay, pang namatay dyan.
To review their... Oh.
Yun lang na kapatid ko na malakas kumain kasi yun eh. At saka mahilig magluto yun.
Mahilig tayo magsausaw pati.
Oo, yung mga sukang may sili na may ganito na ganyan. Yeah. Eh baka maya naapektuhan siyempre ang kidney, di ba?
Lalo na ako, ang lakas kong humigop ng suka at saka tuyo. Ano ba yan?
Yung pinakurat, ano?
yung pinakurat. Pero yung pinakurat talagang feel na feel mo na parang tuba eh. So siguro naman hindi yun, ano? Oh, so I hope anyway. Ayan. Now, before we move on, ito po ang hanap buhay natin.
Ako po si Nina. Sa sales ang trabaho ko. Mula sa katapusan ng Mayo hanggang katapusan ng Hulyo, ipapaalam ng Inland Revenue kung tama ang naibayad kong buwis. Marahil tama naman ang aking binayad, pero mabuting alam ko ang aking kinatatayuan. At kung ano man ang sobrang buwis na naibayad ko, otomatikong ibabalik sa bangko ko? Magandang balita yan.
Simula sa taong ito, ang proseso ng pagbabalik ng sobrang buwis na ibinayad mo ay magiging otomatiko. Para malaman kung ano ang ibig sabihin nito, pumunta sa changingforyou.ird.govt.nz. Inland Revenue, changing for you.
question with me now is, do I make you?
Narito po ang ating Women's Affairs at iba pa, hatid sa atin ng ating kasamang Shine Beltran.
Thank you po. First of all, I just want to say a very big happy Mother's Day to all the moms who are listening in today. I hope you've had a very relaxed day and your children have made sure to do all the housework for you. I also want to say a happy Mother's Day to my Lola, who is listening in Manila right now.
Wow.
And to my own mom, who is here in the studio
yes.
today. Thank you for being the best friend and teacher I could have asked for, especially teaching me the importance of Vicks VapoRub and how to use your water for us.
And Tiger Balm.
And Tiger Balm. Efficacent oil.
Excited man sa nilya pa.
And also how to measure water without using a...
Yes.
For rice
to make rice, yeah.
measuring cup.
And lately... She will insist that you don't use that suka because that has petroleum.
There you go.
Of course. Yeah, no seriousness. Very lucky to have her and very proud to be your daughter. Last week, I also did a segment on her. So if you want to listen to that, be sure to check planetaudio.org.nz. Now, this week in Filipino news or women's affairs, I want to talk about the achievements of Filipino adventurer Bianca Lawas, who on the 22nd of April last month hiked to the Mount Everest base camp to achieve one very patriotic goal, to wear a Filipiniana dress and wave the Philippine flag. Lawas went viral on social media platform Facebook when she posted a photo of herself wearing a beautiful red terno and waving the flag in what appeared to be extremely cold conditions.
Good on her.
Yeah. Preview Philippines was able to interview Lawas after her trip, and she explained that it was not an easy task to achieve. Lawas and her hiking companion spent 10 days hiking, where they would walk around 6 to 8 hours a day, except for an acclimatization day where they would hike for 4. Lawas spoke of the difficulty acclimatizing to the weather conditions, which measured around minus 15 degrees Celsius. She said that while it was manageable, the accommodation and food proved the challenge because of the lack of heating and the small amount of options for food. She was able to bring the dress during the hike, as climbers are provided with porters who carry 30 kgs of baggage for 2 people, so everyone was able to bring 15 kgs of baggage each. She also made sure to have her gown made of the lightest material and brought a malong in order to change into the dress in the minus 15 degree weather. There's a really beautiful picture of her online if you want to look that up on Google of her waving the flag.
Yes, wow. Awesome.
Yeah, so to be able to hike 10 days to the Everest base camp is a once-in-a-lifetime achievement.
Yes.
To voluntarily represent your flag and your culture is another impressive achievement altogether.
Yes.
Bianca Lawas is just one of the many Filipino women doing their country proud.
Yes.
So sure
wow. And where is she from? What province did it
I'm
say there?
Not sure.
From Visayas, I'm sure.
because of the last name.
Bias. And di ko alam dito
merge. Lawis yata. Lawis?
Lawas po.
Ah, Lawas.
Lawas. That's
Lawas.
Body in Visayas.
Abikol yun. Oh, no.
Visaya din Lawas.
Ay, hindi. Mas malapit kami.
Ah, sige. kasi katawan pag Tagalog.
Ayan,
eh. Pag nasa Luzon niya, katawan. Kasi,
at narito po, meron tayo namang Buhay Pinoy.
Pinoy. Ayan.
Ayan. Sa atin ni Jing Beltran.
All about Mother's Day, di ba?
Oo naman po sa Buhay Pinoy.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day in the Philippines used to be celebrated on the first Monday of December.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, school children placed pink cadena de amor others say carnations on their chests. Mm-hmm. School children who no longer have mothers placed white cadena de amor on their chests. Mm. Appropriate programs were held all over the country in honor of mothers and husbands who gave gifts to their wives. What a wonderful way of honoring the wonderful people who gave birth to the children of the world. It was said that in 1921, the Ilocos Norte Federation of Women's Clubs appealed to then-American Governor General Charles Yeater to declare the first Monday of December as Mother's Day to honor these fabulous women who brought forth God's children into this world. Governor General Yeater responded with the issuance of a Circular No. 33, designating the first Monday of every December as Mother's Day. The then Bureau of Education was designated as the agency in charge of the national celebration. When the Philippine Commonwealth government was proclaimed, President Manuel L. Quezon also issued a presidential proclamation declaring the first Monday of December as Mother's Day. Then President Ferdinand Marcos issued Presidential Proclamation No. 2037 in 1980, declaring the first Monday of December as Mother's Day. During the term of President Corazon Aquino, however, she issued Proclamation No. 266, declaring the first Sunday of May as Mother's Day, thereby changing the Filipino tradition of Mother's Day. What the article forgot to mention is that this tradition was revived by President Joseph Ejercito Estrada through Proclamation No. 58. Mm-hmm. He amended Proclamation No. 266, changing the Mother's Day and Father's Day celebration from the second Sunday of May and third Sunday of June, respectively, to the first Monday of December. So I guess yung progression niya from yung December to May, ngayon parang in line na siya with the rest of the world.
Yes.
Sabay-sabay na sabay-sabay na celebrate.
Oh, oh. Pero hindi natin alam, another proclamation pala ha, to replace, yung December ba? Ano, back to December na naman tayo, but both mothers and fathers die. Yun yung last na declaration ni Estrada. Yeah, so kaya pala my parents o Parents Day na yan, di ba? Kasi Mothers and Fathers Day. Ano?
Mothers and Fathers
Can you remember when you were young? When used to go to school, I have to put that pin. Pag Mothers Day. Cadena de Amor. Yes. Mm-hmm. Totoo yan. Ngayon hindi na. Wala na eh.
Pero nga tama yung ginawang sabay na sa in congruence with the rest of the world. Ano, nagma-Mother's Day tayo dito or nagpa-Father's Day sa kanila, hindi pa.
You know nga, tapos nag-greet tayo, hindi pa dito sa amin, so ano pa? Okay.
Actually,
never mind.
Sa Father's Day nga,
magkaiba tayo.
A reminder pong muli dun sa mga hindi pa nakaboto, yung mga dual citizens, last day po sa Lunes. So, kung hindi pa po ninyo na ipadala sa Wellington, ay i-courier na ninyo. $9 lang naman po yan.
But you can vote without registration first, right? Okay.
Hindi. Hindi na sila pwedeng mag-rehistro. Yung mga nakatanggap na ng balota. Kung nasa inyo na ang balota ninyo, sayang po, iboto na ninyo.
So, iboto nyo yan. So, next time po, pag dual kayo, make sure you registered para makatanggap tayo ng balota.
Overseas absentee voting.
Yes.
Ina-announce po natin yan dito sa radyo. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Ito na po. At syempre kami ay bumabati sa lahat ng mga nanay na muli. Sa akin po, hindi lang ako ang nanay sa aking pamilya. Ang aking kapatid na dalaga, na hanggang ngayon ay dalaga pa rin kasi para siyang dalagang ina. Ako kasi dati nagtatrabaho full-time, talagang nasa hospitality ako until alas 12 ng gabi, minsan alauna pa, nasa trabaho pa ako. So, siya ang nanay ng aking tatlong anak. And sa tatlong anak, happy Mother's Day, Pinky Araneta, Petit Araneta, at ang aking kaisa-isang manugang Lulu Araneta. At syempre pa po sa aking mga minahal din na mga nanay ng aking mga naging asawa.
mga mother-in-law
ko. San Agustin Araneta and Mrs. Patricia Russell Fury Russell. Siyempre pa sa aking kaisa-isang ina, Josefa Pandiagua Napao. At sa lahat po ng mga nanay, Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day ulit. And of course, happy congratulations and happy birthday, happy anniversary, everything po, anong man ang sineselebrate ninyo, congratulations po. Ayan.
Happy Mother's Day po sa lahat ng mga nakikinig ngayon at doon sa mga nakikinig naman ay pakigreet po ng Happy Mother's Day ang inyong mga kapatid, pamangkin, mga tita, mga lola.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day po sa lahat at saka hindi lang po doon sa